Steve Scalise, Deep State Bureaucrat Doesn't Meet the Standard of a Whistleblower. By Robert Krajicek on September 26, 2019. A bureaucrat framed as a whistleblower by assorted news media outlets doesn't meet the standard of a whistleblower, said Representative Steve Scalise, RLA. In a Thursday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. It doesn't meet the standard of a whistleblower. But more concerningly, the inspector general determined that this person has a political bias, remarked Scalise, adding, by the way, guess who is lawyered up, right now? The so-called whistleblower has a lawyer that is a donor to Joe Biden. You can't make this up. So you want to talk about deep state-type connections. Look at the fact this person, by the inspector general's own determination, has a political bias. Listen. Democrats seek to use impeachment of President Donald Trump as a check on the electorate, noted Scalise. Impeachment is a very powerful constitutional obligation that Congress is given as a check on an executive, not as a check on the electorate, which is what Nancy Pelosi is using it as, said Scalise. On Wednesday, Scalise mocked Democrats with an impeachment-themed Mad Libs game. Scalise stated, "It really is unbelievable. When you look at the hype that was building up on this thing. Of course the media has been frothing at the mouth since literally the day Donald Trump took office. They've wanted to get him out of office. The left has wanted to act like he is not president or they want to remove him as president, so they had a mission when they took the majority to impeach him, regardless of the facts." Trump's conversation with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky illustrated the president's commitment to increasing European states' responsibilities for their own military and national security needs, observed Scalise. "It does show what President Trump has been saying since he got in office," said Scalise of the released transcript of Trump's conversation with his Ukrainian counterpart. Scalise concluded, "Over in the European Union, a lot of these countries won't step up and do their part, especially for NATO. So, Donald Trump called on NATO countries to fulfill their commitment of 2% of GDP for every country. Most of them are well below 1%, so Americans pick up the tab. A lot of people say, hey, we support the Ukraine. But America is really the only country that stood up and sold them Javelin missiles. Barack Obama wouldn't sell them the Javelin missiles to stop Russia." Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.